Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go over some stuff. I put this up so it can stop this people being afraid for once and for all. We're always doing ongoing research, and this will stop black folks from being afraid. A sister came in my house and saw this and damn near died. And then there's a brother from St. Louis sent me a big old flag with this thing on it. I said, and I put that up in there. I ain't got to worry. I can leave the door wide open. Because I know black people know they scared of the devil. And send their children to lay up on a white man table and dissect them. But I put this up here for a reason. So now, because I've been talking about this for years, but I want to enter it into evidence as far as information. Let's see, did I get the right thing? There's a lot of book on Sufi teachings, but they don't give you much. This particular book here, The Sufis by Adries, Idris Shaya, or Idris Shah, S-H-A-H, S-H-A-H. That's Idries, S-H-A-S. You got this? Yeah, okay. Because I wear this devil around my throat, you know, and every now and then, you know. And, you know, black people, you can tell that we are people that's a scared people. Because the simple fact, that we will look at something and big old grown people 40, 50 years plus, and we will never ask questions. And all you have to do is just ask questions. That's the only way you're going to learn something. Every now and then somebody will stop me, usually some young person, some young black girl mostly, and go, what does that mean? You know. Well, we want to enter this into evidence so we can dispel this myth from now on. And I've been telling you for years that that one man's God is another man's devil. Now, we know that this is called the Baphomet head. The Baphomet head that you have been scared of for years is that satanic thing. Yeah, satanic, satanic. You know, you all good Christians and you good Mennonite, Calvinist, Baptist, black conscious people. You know what I'm saying? You all are still, like I said, you have removed the deities. You and the Isis and Osiris and everybody else, but you still got the same model. You scared of something. You know what I'm saying? You are always scared of something. And I tell this story about back in 1995 where they had this brother who called me and told me he had these gins on him for all his life. And he had gone around the world and all these people tried to tell him how to get the gins off of him. And he was, I think, in the late 30s or early 40s. And I told him those were his friends and to embrace them. And the day that he embraced them, they came to him and said, man, we have been trying to get in touch with you for thousands of years. We used to hang out together. These were spirits. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of people, so this is very key, because a lot of people come to me saying, you know, I got these evil spirits around me. And what you don't understand, evil spirits simply means ancestors. It depends on your perspective of things. Ancestors trying to get in touch with you. You see, but then again, you all scared because remember now, there's very little spiritual in religion. That's why all people should come out of religion. There's very little spiritual in religion. Religion is mostly ceremonial and all. You see, very little religious, spiritual, because most spiritual disciplines would be evil in the context of religion. And one of the worst is Islam, because the simple fact here is you can't even think. Are you going to, you know, so we talking about a real dictatorship. But Christianity, Judaism, and all of it. It is very little spiritual in religion. Religion is more political and moral. And you can take care of that past the third grade, or maybe we'll give you to 12 years old. When they say, you know, the Bible say once the 12, you get 12 get on you, the sins get on you. You ever heard this before? Well, that's the time when you're supposed to leave that shit alone. And that's when you get most religion. And it's basically superstition.
Yes, it is.
Damn superstition. That just degrades all you've been practicing all your life and reduce your precious religion down to superstitions. Well, let's just think about this Noah's Ark thing here now. We got Noah. He going to go and take two animals and put on around the world. Now, Noah's a bad motherfucker now. He going to go to China and get a tiger because the tiger's not in Africa. He going to get a lion from Africa. Now, let's just take it right now. He going to take two tigers, two gorillas, two lions, two hippopotamus. He don't need no more animals. He just put them on a ship. He's fucked. Hey, you going to take a gorilla or ape? There's 200 species of dogs. He got to have two of them on the ship. 4,000 species of snakes, bats, rats, spiders, gorillas, monkeys, chimpanzee, tigers, orangutan, zebras, eagles that eat cats, cats that eat rats, and he gonna put all that shit on one boat and get his ass up in there. He wouldn't last 5 minutes. Can you imagine a gorilla, a tiger, a hippopotamus, and a goddamn 400 snake, species of snake, and 200 species of dog, Rottweilers, bulldogs. And you gonna put all that on a boat and sail with this shit? Didn't include the whale. Now how the fuck you gonna get a whale on the ark that's bigger than the damn ark? You know what I'm saying? Now come on now. But you grown folks, you believe in this shit. You know what I'm saying? No, we ain't talking about no elephant. And put a male elephant on there too. And we supposed to believe this fool. Now that's superstition, so I don't have to even defend that crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you believe this. And they got the gall to come on TV the other week talking about they found Noah's Ark. You know what I'm saying? In the one, because they still did it, they did it. They came on TV the other week and said that you know it was in Turkey and all these kind of places. And they showed this thing, and I'm supposed to believe a grown person. This thing looked like something that's bigger, this about the size of a damn Lincoln Continental. And I'm supposed to believe you're gonna fit every goddamn animal in the world in it. Something by the size of a Lincoln Continental with a Continental kit. And I do believe you're supposed to fit every animal in the world in it. Then you can understand that they train you with these superstitions while your mind is on lockdown, because the mythology that they have trained you on is fucking primary, kindergarten, and subpar. And that's why you never start thinking beyond that. But in this particular aspect of the head, now look at this. This is called the Baphomet. And it says that the Knights Templars, who was put in by the Moors, were accused of worshiping a head sometimes called the Baphomet head or Baphomet, and considered to be an idol and probably connected with the Muhammad, or Muhammad, they're talking about the Moorish aspect of this. And they talk about these people that were worshiping this head. This is page 254, 255 in the book Sufis. And this is the definitive text, introduction by Robert Graves. And they've been putting out bullshit ever since they put out this one. Then they put out a bunch of garbage. Now. Huh? No, that's the Star of David is just a... All in those are ancient signs of ancient mystery system signs. It also means a penis. The head of the penis sticks up. And if you close the legs of a woman, the pubic hair sticks down. And all. So it's the male and female union, a union. And they just found a six-pointed star that had a two eclipses in November. A six-pointed star that formed in a conjunction in November. All this happened in November. We're going to tell you what all that means. But going back, They were talking about the Knights Templar venerated ahead. And Muhammad called, he said, now the Western scholars have recently supposed that the Baphomet was no connection with Muhammad, but may well be a corruption of the Arabic word A-B-U-F-I-H-A-M-A-T, Abufamat, which is pronounced in Moorish Spain, something Bufamet. Now, whatever this is a Moorish document. A Moorish Spain is the ones who started the Knights Templars, and this is a Moorish iconology. Now, let's go right ahead and see what this thing says. Page 255 in the Sufis, Idris Shah, S-H-A-H, introduction by Robert Graves. Let's see what it says to put this to rest. I've been saying this for 10 years now, but we got it in black and white. And you all scared. Mennonite, Cabin Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff here and all. And here you are in the 2000s and you still stuck in superstitions. Superstitions, and ain't nothing getting done. You know what I'm saying? You're the most religious and you are the least spiritual. White folks are more spiritual than you now. Now you challenge me on that shit. The white man is more spiritual than you are. Why? Because he deals with your discipline. He does not fool around with this bullshit. Now you have it. The white man is more spiritual than black people. Yes. Yes, he's more spiritual than you because you don't deal with your discipline.
Uh-oh.
And he deals with your damn discipline. So you can shake your goddamn tamarima all the hell you want. You ain't shit until you deal with your discipline. The white man deals with your disciplines and you reject your discipline, so he's more spiritual than you. I don't give a damn because you dance, because you can cry a little better, because you can shake a tambourine. The white man is better than you because he steals with your disciplines and you call your discipline satanic. Now come off the bullshit. You don't know none of your stuff. Yeah, I see. We got Brother Phil Valentine in the back. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we just running our mouth, melanin. The damn white man is dealing with your discipline. He more spiritual than you because you scared of your shit.
That's right,
we know niggas. Niggas and flies. One spread filth and one spread lies. The more I hang around niggas, the more I like flies. A nigga was a bad invention.
Uh-huh.
You scared of your stuff. Somebody, you spiritual. Every time somebody try to give you something, you scared of it. Know what I'm saying? So my point is now, it says, now this is it. Now this wipes out this. The Baphomet, it says, now here it goes again, entered in any evidence. This is the only one that's valid. They got 12 Sufi books out, and they just poetic sayings. This is the only one. The Sufis by Idris, A-D-R-I-E-S-S-H-A-S-H-A-H. Introduction by Robert Graves, page 255-254. And it says, this Baphomet head that was venerated by the Knights Templar, it goes on to say, the devotees, it says, that this head means knowledge. And it says, a derivation standing for Black Coleman, and so on. The Baphomet is none other than the symbol of the completed man, the black head, the Negro head, the Turk head, which appears hereby in English language. It goes on to say that the term especially used in Moorish Spain, is studied in Moorish Spain, and it states that the black head or the Baphomet head is called the completed man, or more completed man, the complete man. Now there you have it. You scared of this.
That's right.
So don't be fucking around. You scared of this. Let me tell you another thing about us. This is what you need to start rejecting. You go up Harlem And you see all these little pretty little pictures of black women and the little babies, or the black man, he ain't heavy, lifting up. That was all good 10 years ago because you was trying to go. You see what I'm saying? But your artwork is not tapping into complex disciplines. So you got all that old pretty art. You know what I'm saying? All these little pictures of the, you know, the black man and all with the baby and all that old root shit from 77. You grown people, your stuff will be challenging. You see what I'm saying? You need to go to Greenwich Village and see what them white folks is getting down with.
All right.
See what I'm saying? And the artistic shit they're dealing with. They say, we don't want nothing beautiful. We want something that's going to challenge the foundations of the doggone matrix and stuff. They dealing with H. Geiger, who gave you Alien and all that kind of stuff. And you sitting around here with little baby, all them old shits you see all down Harlem. Them old sick-ass posters. Oh, you done, okay, you done got enough of that. You don't need no more of that. And don't reject erotic art. That's right. So don't reject erotic art. Don't let the white man fool you, call it pornography. Erotic art. Something that stirs up something. Know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nothing more pretty than... Let me show you something here. Let me show you something here. If you take the wings of Tahuti, y'all all right? Look. Okay, take the wings of Tahuti. Let me get a picture of Tahuti. This stuff. I swear, this is some pretty shit right here. This, I'm in love with this. I'm in love with it. Yeah. I'm getting ready to become an altar for this stuff right here. We just wait for him, you know. I gotta set it up, but I want to show you this right here. Let me go get the. I'm gonna get the staff of Tahuti, so you all know the medical symbol, the staff of Tahuti. Now I do it right here. This is a good one right here. This is one right here. This is the god Mithra or Aeon. As you know, the wings coming up like that. You know that that's the staff of Tahuti. You see the black dot and all of that. Okay. Now, you see them wings going down like that? Look on the vagina and see them little, some sister's pussy got wing on it. You get one, can y'all get, see how the Christians do? You all get, see, that's what I'm trying to say. You got to break you from this junk. You see how quiet you get? Now, if Richard Pryor said this, you'd be laughing. It's programming. Have you ever seen women's sister's vagina that got wings on it? See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. So my point here is there's a form of erotic art. This you didn't even know that this right here, you've been seeing it all your life, and I'm talking about the outline of this. You've been seeing it all your life, the vesica. The vesica ain't nothing but the pussy. And it's on every damn church, above every white church, they got this. That's the vagina. That's the prettiest shit going. You know what I'm saying? That's the doorway. So now I'm getting ready to become a temple. I'm going to get ready to become a damn altar for that. This right here. Long as I got a face, she got a place to sit. You know, so I'm going to do that Toni Braxton. I will never breathe again. Because she's going to be sitting on my head. I got a brand new hat. So I'm going to become the veil. Let me give me some stuff, some science. I am Isis. I am Aset. And no one has seen my veil. What is the veil? The veil is the pubic hair, and in erotic aspect of it, when she shaves or trims the pubic hairs, That's when you see Aset, ISIS.
Wow.
Now, when a man is dying and she needs some severe thing because Osiris is cut up, she opens his mouth. You have to open your mouth to lick on the second pineal gland, the clitoris.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the opening of the mouth ceremony, you understand what I'm saying, is this. Now you're getting the science. And as a result, she secretes the vaginal fluids, Kalas, Ojas, Shaktis, Gunas, Russells, Tamas. And you get healed. So she has to, she opens, she, what she does is she comes in there and she takes, it's a mystery. She comes in and she sits on this motherfucker head and say, before you die, nigga, open up your mouth and jab some of this damn gasoline, this juice. And that heals him. It's an alchemical, metaphysical story. That's right. That's right. Except nothing less but a Negro going downtown. Now, we ain't going uptown to Harlem this time. We going downtown. There you go. Oh, glory. Now, but you all have been programmed and trained. You see what I'm saying? Now, the Baphomet head is the head of the Moor, and the Knights Templars, who were set up by the Moors, venerated this head of their masters. And you've been scared of it all this time, and it is right here in this particular book. And they go in this book. This book here got the Moor stuff all through it, and they say the Moor is called a complete man, and his symbol is that right there. And the white man been worshiping this for the longest, and you've been scared of it. So it's time for, don't come to the house, I'm spiritual. No, you're religious. Know the difference. Even before Khaled died, the first thing he did say was, we got to even challenge what freedom is, because we don't even know if our thoughts is freedom. It's free thought, because that's even given us by somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's given to us by somebody else. So now Isis sets on his head and says, open your damn mouth if you want to live. Open your mouth if you want to live. And he's transformed when he eats the collars. When he eats the collars, he's transformed. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. So, but the problem here is we can't come before black people and talk about this kind of stuff, because you are trained to be taboo on every damn thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's in your mind and in your thoughts, so you can't trip with me. You be 75 and a freak in your mind. Oh, no. You telling yourself no. But it's in your head. Too many people out here to let you know that you ain't shoot. Come on. Now, I just wanted to tell you that because just to read that in the evidence, because we're not dealing with childhood no more. You know what I'm saying? I do a lecture down in Atlanta on this thing, and the people doggone string me up. They come a year later and do a same lecture in Australia, white folks, and people fly all over the world to see this. They go to Las Vegas and say, we expecting 50,000 people to come to this sex conference on the same stuff, and they get 200,000 damn people come in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? And you running around here talking about you righteous and all this kind of stuff here. You all refuse to deal with the grotesque. And the grotesque is only that which has been taboo to you. You see what I'm saying? Based on some people not understanding and ultimately hating the female body and everything that comes along with it. See what I'm saying? And now that's the problem now. Y'all all right? Let's go on. We got a lot to cover. Shoot. Now, they got growth hormones. Growth hormones are these hormones that used to be $800 a vial. And they see colors. Everything they're dealing with now is growth hormones. Now they're selling this stuff on Art Bell. You can get this stuff for $30, $40. So now here it is. They got this growth hormones, and it was $800 a vial in 1997. You know what I'm saying? Now, Art Bell and them is selling these same growth hormones for doggone $30, $40. You can buy this stuff. And where you think this stuff is coming from? This is coming from the pituitary gland. It's secreted to, and they say pituitary gland. Basically, it's a production of pituitary gland. It's a form of melanin and stuff. And so you know where they're getting it from. They're getting it on the continent, off the continent. All the little wars they got going on and all the stuff that they say that they're killing people with AIDS. And they got those 75,000 black people dying a month. Before they die, all their melanin is sapped. Now stick with me because we're going to go into that in a few minutes or some other things that's going down. You see what I'm saying? So that's very key. Now I just want to put this in the evidence because I talked about this in D.C. and I want to mention this to you. That right before Christmas, the white man traced his roots. He traced his roots right before Christmas. He traced his roots back to Asia. Said that they came from the Asians. And then they went on up, and this debunks, this destroys the Diop's two cradle theory, the Charles Finch, and all of them saying that they mutated in the Ice Age. This destroys it. When they went up to the Arctic Circle, damn near in Siberia in the North Pole, and they got a group of people living there to this day. And they're brown-skinned people. They're about your complexion with dark hair, dark eyes, and they didn't mutate in the ice. And yet I'm supposed to believe that the doggone white boy in Europe, which has summer and winter and is seasonal, gonna mutate in Europe. That just blows it all out. Now let's see, the concept here is it was a theory that they mutated in the Ice Age. But yet they traced, right before Christmas, they traced a group of people that they say that the Native Americans came from. And they trace them up at the Arctic Circle, then damn near the North Pole. And they've been there for thousands and thousands of years, and they still ain't white. But yet I'm supposed to believe that a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person come from Europe, which is warm, has seasons. It can get up to damn near 100 degrees in Europe in the summer. And they're supposed to mutate. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is they proved this thing. Then they say that those particular ones traveled from the Arctic Circle to Alaska and got trapped for 500 years in the ice. And still yet, and they say these became the Native Americans of this country coming through the Bering Straits. And the Native Americans were Sinetta's color at the turn of the century. See what I'm saying? So that's all bull. You see, they proved it. They went all up there where the ice was, and the people living there have been living there for 1,000 years, and they ain't got no blonde hair and blue eyes. Sure enough. Huh? That means it's got to be a grafting process. A genetic engineering, like the Hermetic text said, our biggest problem is we learn how to create another race. That's what the Egyptians said in black and white. Our biggest problem is we learn how to create another race. That's in the Hermetica. Translated 1935, Walter Scott's book, the Hermetica book, and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's interesting. Okay, going right on. All right, let's see here. A few other things. Just to knock this out of the way, we know that the whole Michael Jackson thing, we know that, first of all, the day that Arnold Schwarzenegger took office is when they raided the compound. The day that he took office is the day that they raided.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I am your host, Haru. And today, guys, on Spiritual Soul Sunday, what we're going to be talking about is energy, right? And as you guys always know, I am joined with the Ear family as well. We got Eternal and Auntie LJ in the building and Mary Fox in the background as well. Peace and love, Ear family. So today on Spiritual Soul Sunday, we're going to be talking about energy, right? So the energy of Mayat, Baphomet, and what does this energy mean, right? So I think as Bobby had laid out, you know, pretty much the groundwork about, you know, religion and about spirituality, how we as a people have become so disconnected from our spirituality and being reconnected with our spirituality now. I am still doing the four agreements to let you guys know, but as far as the order of the day, sometimes the importance of certain broadcasts, you know, comes the priority, right? The hierarchy of particular topics, you know, we need to talk about energy in this space. Auntie LJ, you actually posted something about, you know, us being afraid of our power, us being afraid of this energy, how to use this particular energy. Now, Bobby didn't, somebody's background, if you can mute for
me
until you come in. Oh, okay. Okay, but yeah, the energy, because, see, energy is very important in understanding what energy means. So we're talking about the deities. We're talking about Baphomet. Bobby didn't go in depth on the Baphomet as I would like him to, because the original clip was like 2 hours long, so I couldn't upload that clip. But, guys, I did post a YouTube clip in the show notes for you guys to go and do your own research on your own. You can click that, and also that will link you out to some of his lengthy videos talking about it. Also, guys, be sure to go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. I also included, if you're coming from Christianity to spirituality, there is what if God was the devil? You know, what if Jesus was the devil? What if all of that you have been taught was in reverse? That it's about 6 hours long, guys, but I promise you, everybody that I know, it changed my life, but everybody I know that had listened to it, you know, also, it changed their life as well, gave them a whole different perspective on it. I mean, it changed the game. So go under Haru's favorites, and it's a lot of shit on there that you guys can benefit from that's life-changing on our website. But we're going to be talking about energy. Eternal had mentioned Mayat. You know, Mayat has been really, really prevalent, you know, in the age of Aquarius. And Bobby, I was listening to something the other day, and Bobby was saying that it's great to know the deities, it's great to know what they stand for, but also it's very important to understand the deities in the now. So if you're going to, you know, call on Mayat, if that's the god and deity in which you choose to call up on, understand Mayat in the now moment, not what history has told you or taught you, but understanding these deities in the now, right? So we're just going to be talking about, you know, energy, you know what I mean? So I've mentioned a few, Rob being another one, you know, who's on the forefront as well. But Baphomet is also important to me because I was having a conversation with a family member last night, and we were talking about how gender, what if gender really doesn't exist? You know, what if we are the all? Who is Baphomet? You know, we were taught that Baphomet was evil, but Baphomet, you know, hermaphrodites, you know what I'm saying? The hermaphrodites, you know, there is also a teaching that says that women were able to, you know, impregnate themselves, like the whole Mary story. I'm pretty sure Eternal can go in on that one, but the whole Mary story, what was that for? Like, what was the true meaning behind, you know, impregnating yourself? You know, I have a family member who was a hermaphrodite, you know, and all of the hermaphrodites that I do know of, they're always, you know, pray for scientific, you know, needs with these people, that you always see them in the crazy house and all this, but they're not crazy at all. They're just, you know, different. And I don't know, guys. I mean, the conversation on what is Baphomet for real, the breakdown. So, Auntie LJ and Eternal both have a lot of wisdom behind them, so I'm pretty sure that they can go in, you know, on this. But we're talking about energy today. So peace and love, Ear family, Auntie LJ. Peace, peace, peace. How are you?
Peace, decent, love. I'm good. I'm out running around a little bit this rising. This topic
okay.
is basically about the energy. And what we as a people have lost is our connection with our feelings. And so your feelings are energy. They are very prevalent and relevant to how you see things, how you view perceptions, how you deem morals and values and things of that nature. Some things are taught to you, and other things are genetically coded within you. You don't learn everything. You activate a lot of shit that's in you. It's not a learning curve. It is you activating who you authentically are. This is the power of you knowing thyself. This is the power of you playing with the inner child that is the foundation of the adult you are in the now. This is the building block of you overstanding, understanding, and centering yourself within standing on who you know yourself to be. So a lot of us are walking around and we're looking for external, not doing the internal work and being caught up in confusion, which brings us out of balance, which restricts us from the activations and knowing of Mayat, the balance. Balance is very important to us as being able to center our energy, but you have to know your core to be able to center. How many people can actually say they know their totality? You wake up every day something different just because you made it to the now. So you have to reintroduce yourself to yourself on a daily basis, sometimes throughout a day. And people are not taking this time because we get caught up in distractions. We've got TV, we've got sports, we've got entertainment, we've got everybody is now virtual. So you're dealing with duality in what is reality and what is the illusion of reality. Do you know that the world that you in can be wiped out with a push of a button because we're all now becoming codependent, attached to electronics? This is a problem. This is what Will Smith was talking about with I Am Robot. Robots aren't supposed to have souls. Robots aren't supposed to have hearts. Robots aren't supposed to think independently. They're supposed to be programmed. Yet mankind is becoming robotic. If you're going out and getting this shot, you are allowing nanotechnology in your body that is going to manipulate your cells and your brain through electricity and robotics. So we're dealing in the mark of the beast with coronavirus vaccination, and people don't even realize it. We're waiting for this big boom bang to happen where they come and stamp you in your forehead with 666, and your daddy stamped your mama in her womb with 666. You've already been marked. You are the beast. You pick and choose your highs and your lows. The problem with religion is religion gives you an excuse to not take responsibility and accountability because you can blame it on Muhammad. You can blame it on Allah. You can blame it on Jesus. You can blame it on the devil. They made you do it, not you did it. So this is a problem. Mm. And you've got Christian people walking around with unks and crosses. The cross represents masculinity. The cross exiles femininity. The unk represents the all, the feminine and the masculine. Well, if you in church and they preaching that you need to be with a man and a woman, they repping the wrong set, the wrong sign or sigil or jewelry or emblem, because the cross is masculine. The cross is man to man, not man to woman. The cross is the crossroads where Ishu places it, where Ishu will show you what you need, but you won't get it because you depend on him the way he want to give it to you. See, these deities and entities, we're going to them and we're giving the offerings, but we're becoming the sacrifice. You shouldn't be begging your deity. Your deities are your ancestors. They supported you in getting in your father's palace and your mother's womb. You are not here to work for them. You are here to do the work. They are here to assist you. But people are so caught up in what it looked like instead of dealing with what it is. I don't go to my ancestors, oh, please help me. I don't know. I'm the strength. Because I am able to house a human body. They are no longer able to house a human body. They are in assistance to those who they sent us, our assignment, our reasons for being, and they are our support system. They are our lawyers and our doctors. They are our psychologists. They are our confidants. They are our support system. They are our rites of passage. But we don't know that because we get distracted and we start mixing and merging religion and tradition and things that have nothing to do with our spirituality, but our programming. And then we wonder why we deal with people who have mental illness. Mental illness is because these people have been cheated. They know that this stuff is happening to them, but society says that it's not. And so because society says it's not happening, they're deemed in society as misfits, as people who have glitches, as people who have something wrong with them. Disabilities are not, I repeat, are not quote-unquote curses. They are the way the energy represents itself in the physical and mental spaces and places that we have power. But we have not learned how to deal with the power. We have not learned how to embrace the assignment. We have not learned how to not look outward for everything that is internal. And we're afraid of the internal because we never got rites of passage from those before us who had activated and initiated this in themselves to know how to use it. And so society gave us religion, and we started using that blueprint because it was easier to accept that blueprint than to do the work to start creating the dialogue and the energy and the foundation of which we could teach our children to go inward. And then what you find inside, allow that to come out. And we do it anyway. Only what's in you come out you. So, you know, it's amazing at how so many people are so smart that they're stupid. It is amazing that people are afraid to trust what they feel. This is one of your five senses. How are you afraid of it? You walk in a room and you can feel that the people don't like you. You walk in a room and you can feel that people love you. You walk in a room and you've never been in these spaces and places before, but you get a deja vu moment of you being there. I've been here before. Why are we afraid of us? Because if we don't stop being afraid of us, we will be afraid of everything around us. Even nature, even the universe, numerology, spirituality, religion. Fear breeds on fear. This is why people are dying of COVID, because they have been programmed to fear it. If you hear something three times, your frontal lobe, your third eye, processes that as truth. Even when you know it's a lie, it's a form of hypnosis. It's a form of hypnosis. Now, ask yourself throughout a day, since COVID, how many times do you hear something about COVID on social media, on TV, on your car radio, in general conversation?
All day, every day.
You hear
Yeah.
You hear it more than three times. So you're programmed even though you know it's not. The psychology of it, the psychiatry of it already has you programmed because you heard it three times while you were washing your face and brushing your teeth this morning on the morning news, on the radio. So we have to recognize this stuff and stop allowing frequency, which is energy, to infiltrate what we know to be fact, but will be programmed to move as if it is, you know, something different. You know that COVID ain't real. You know that people are dying of predispositions. The CDC is getting ready to be sued by doctors all over the world. And yet you'll allow your radio or your TV reporter to pump fear into you so that you're still coming outside putting on a mask and nobody's around you. You're driving your car with gloves on that you've touched everything with, and you're running to Family Dollar and any other department store to purchase toilet paper and Lysol. But you know as an individual that you are the captain of the ship that is you. You know that you're not going to get sick because you're taking elderberry and zinc. And yet you will allow fear to program itself in your mind by what you hear every day. That is energy to counteract what you know. This is a dangerous time. He said that Walter Scott said one of the worst things that we've ever done was create another race. We're dealing with that with transgender. We're creating another race. We created the white man. We're creating transgender. The dangerous thing, and you hear Auntie say all the time, the worst thing that we've ever done is give science so much power. All science ain't good science. Just because you can create it doesn't mean it should be created. You know that you can create it, but it doesn't mean that you should. So teach people that they can create, but know that you must also teach them that they are responsible and accountable for that creation. We create babies every day, and yet people will abort them because they feel like all science ain't good science. We create things every day that our thought process. We got up this morning and said, I'm going to make $100 today regardless on what happened in this day. And then the first time that somebody said, no, I'm not interested in buying your product, you packed up and you went home. You went against you. Nobody else is against you. You went against you. Because had you had the courage to face you, you would have stood out there and you would have understood that the first one was not the right energy, but I'm going to create the energy for people to be the right energy. And in the next 2 hours, I'm going to have that $100 I said I was going to create today. And you'll find that 15 people will walk past you and two will come and spend $100 with you. It's energy. So I'm going to let Eternal come on in right now. I've got a lot to say on this topic. We've got to trust ourselves. If you're not trusting you, you're not trusting anybody else.
Powerful. Peace and love, Eternal. Eternal, if you don't mind, can you please go in on Balsamit?
Greetings, greetings. How are we doing today?
Oh, shit, I forgot that part. Greetings.
No, it's okay. Yeah, greetings. Balsamit and gender.
Yes, yes. The connection to the Baphomet as above, so below, we've become what we call the Kabbalah. A lot of us are tapped into the yogi yogin experience. However, because we don't use the stretching of the mind, how it could be connected to the mental and the physical, which is our spiritual ability, we have a tendency to forget about how nine gave us month births to the earth and how we came to this one birth being 9 months of this birth. It created a 10 being a mystery. And so once the 10 house or the captain of the ship became the rejected stone, they also reversed the body. And so the body of 10 represents as a house. So we talk house as in temples. So when we're in our 10th house, we're at a moment of the Bethlehem. And because this also connects to Augustus connection of August connection to going into December, it's a deck by the time we get to December. So from 8, 9, 10, August and Augustus connection, we make an AU, which is gold. Now, how do we get to the gold? Well, we have to go through the treasure chest. And then the treasure chest represents this X. And that's why the 4 and the 10 can be also used as Baphomet. We've been using the X with a skull on top of it, calling it skull and bones, but it also represents the 5 like a pointed star. And this would became the Sharif. We've been using judgment over ourselves. And if you go back into what I put in Hanson Awareness Radio, I actually sent some pictures of what I was influenced by back in the day was Blue Marvel. And we say M-A-R, which is Aries. And, of course, with a V represents a 6. So that's the Virgo energy. But, of course, we say V could also represent 5. So it's a hero connection. How does the child come out of this mother? How the mother create this child? Well, this is why we made a feminine to Baphomet. This is how the 5 up, that's 5 down, could be a 10. However, at 10 is attention, and how much in tune are we when we see King Tut? King Tut is a young generation coming into the older generation or whatever that is. Now that we see it, it's like a New Testament versus the Old Testament. And why did it have to be a verse anyway? Well, it's like to explain clash in the clash of the Titans. This 7-pointed, as in now, star is the feminine energy that got skipped around because she was, of course, a 6-pointed star and also the 5-pointed star to create us to become a star in the first place. Without that, we don't have the pillars, the 4 pillars of life. And we take these pills but not seeing the ills behind it. You're a L by the 7 holes in your head. And the way you know how to master yourself becomes how you put yourself at bay. And if you don't see the bay, then a dawn and a dan will become your day. And this is why Ali becomes an alien to a lot of us that we can't see. When we actually marry a woman at a 9-year and call her my wife, this is also how religion became religious to us. And then we also took on the same context. And we might not have called this person a pedophilia. We might have called this person an intelligent person. However, that's not intelligent if you're marrying someone at the youngest of their age, is you're taking away their elderly life before they even get to be older. Yet, it's not about old at all. It's about maturity. And since Baphomet is about how mature we are before we get to the age of 24, we might have already took our lives before we got to the age of 7. And some of us at the age of 7 were still learning about 7, while at 24 you should be learning about 6. These are numbers that just keep coming back as a whole, but might have been separated so we can see it as a whole. But if we don't see the separation, we stay separated without seeing the whole. As in a circle, which is the 1, and a circle makes 10. That also represents what Baphomet really shows. A pentagon showing up and a pentagon showing down. So now a pentagon is a pentagram, and how we pentagram ourselves with a pent or a pint. So if you eat blood, you talk bloody, act bloody, then you drink, of course, the Bloody Mary, then, of course, this too makes you a point of a 6-pointed star now being a hex on your energy. So how do we use the 6-pointed star, the 5-pointed star, is peace, greetings, is the intelligence of where we put the 5-pointed star with the 6-pointed star, and now you have 11, the Aquarius energy. Now, of course, we know the 5-pointed star as being a star of justice, and what we say, love, peace, truth, freedom, and justice, we see it could be blind if we don't see what a 6 also represents, which is a point of saying, how do I get back into my spirituality self? Well, they call it the Star of David. Yet, is it David or is it divide if you don't know your AI, which is advanced intelligence or artificial intelligence? And this is why it becomes irrelevant. Ultron, as a type of comic book and a type of movie they made as a part of the AV, AV, and Avengers, making the robot as intelligent as us or even more intelligent than us. And this, what we now have to do is start making up this imagination that robots are more intelligent than us, and then this is how this can exist. This is what a 10 represents. How do you put a 10 to yourself is from your sense, 5 sense. And then, of course, is how intense is it when you use your sense in your present to a gift. So now how do you gift your present? You can't just have a flat square. See, now, of course, Cancer and Capricorn represents a square, not just a square. It could be a cube or a octagon square because, of course, you build squares up. The first square that we should be aware of is Aries. But since we're unaware of Aries, we wouldn't see the second square, which is Libra. That's why the seven is invisible. If you turn the seven upside down, you have an L. This is why life is a shadow casting from the sun. And when the sun hits your head, you create a shadow. That's how the shadow is your seven. The shadow represents how you're on a north, south, west, and east plane. But your head shows you how you are north at the top, south at the bottom, east where your heart is, and west where your back is, to be a compass and accomplishing of yourself. This also is the invisible four that we speak of. That's why I end up showing you that as an X. But now, when I go into the four, that would be explaining how it started feminine. When I get to 10, it's going to explain how it's now masculine. See, we don't learn our zodiac signs, let alone learn how it works in numbers, let alone see how it works in degrees. Each day, 10 degrees, the sun changed a 10 degree to go into the further of the other zodiac signs. So if you're in tune with your zodiac, you can connect yourself, especially with 11. 11 is your messenger. So how do you see your message? Once you come out of 90 degrees, like we say 100 degrees, if you were in 90 degrees and you go up one, that would be a 91, but it still represents 10. Just like 100, when you add 1 to it, it makes it 101, which represents 2. This is why the imagination doesn't kind of show itself in how dimensions change from square to triangle and triangle to circle. Yet alone, if I went from a flat square to actually a cube, you start to see things as a dimension. So we use time to explain ourselves in dimension. That's why some of us can't use time like it is. It's irrelevant. We can use a nanosecond and still get something. It's called in the blink of an eye. That's why there's no ledge to knowledge. You're from the X. So as your X shows yourself, you become an X-Men to a lot of things. Let's say a man, when he first came into existence, was on fours, and then on twos, and then three. Well, when you add these numbers together, four and your two, you got your six, and your seven, your eight, and there's your nine. Month birth that he has to now know of existence, that he came into existence, nine being out of the body, 10 being on the body of the floor that you connect to. But you can't do any of that until you marvel yourself and see how this connected to being a miracle of yourself. That's why when a child is born into existence, we say it's a miracle. Why is it a miracle? Well, you're coming from Mercury energy and Mars and the other planets that we have around, which makes it very much like a Marvin, a Martian, not knowing who the arms is. Your Gemini connection is the first wind you connect to. See, when I talk like this, it sounds like I'm in riddles. However, it's ride the L's. L's are seven upside down. Whenever we see how we use Gemini is represented as a circle, as a circle is represented as Sagittarius, which is the number nine. Yet at the same time, there's other two circles, is Virgo, which is the six, and Pisces, which is the 12, which we can also say is a 3. That's why Gemini and Pisces kind of have some similarities, but yet they see themselves differently because one speaks in the air and one speaks in the water ability. One could be separated while one is together, while they're actually being seen separated because they say, I don't understand the Gemini. They'd be night and day. Yet there's an in-between them that we don't see. So when we cross the road, do you actually cross the road making two or making four to your ways of thinking? When we know about the pillars, it's not just two pillars. That's why when you came in on four and walked off on two and then passed away on three, you have to know yourself as man that you came from a four pillar, north, east, west, and south of a compass of yourself. Once you're able to step, you're now being able to see the duals, as we call it, duality. You don't use your left. Even in the military, we say your left, right, left. And now you're constantly using the mobility of what seven does invisibly. However, it's the four becoming two. And when you add four and two, you got six. So we're back to the Virgo energy, being aware of ourselves, and now we use the three, which we call Trinity. If we know about Gemini, there's a gem in all of us, but we don't say that. So we separate all ourselves from one body part to another. And then we explain ourselves to say we're none of those body parts, especially when we get to 10, because 10 represents family. But if you can't get the family, it's because you haven't learned what Ma'a is. So let's go over that for a second. The laws of Ma'a helps you when you see what the law of oneness is in our consciousness state of mind. Just like how we have universal laws, we also have these laws. Ma'a basically helps you connect back to the oneness from number one. And then when you see what two is, that's where the dual and duality starts to play itself. Now, of course, we know it as genders. Now, when the gender splits from masculine and feminine, we have a trinity, which is three. Now, the hard thing to accept is, how do we have a child that's not either one sex or the other? Well, let's go back to the origin. Before the origin started, where one or even two came into existence, there was a circle. What we do in life when we teach numbers, we forget to talk about the circle before we start any of the numbers. That's the origin to everything. This is how the plant is both lives and then becomes one life for another. And this is how we start to see ourselves separate. Now, because we weren't taught numbers the right way, we don't have math the right way. We don't even like math, and we definitely don't know nothing about Ma'at, because we might have been taught, I was a man when I came into existence. No, you was not. And there's a way to find out. Every man has a line on their phallus. And it didn't come from the doctor stitching it up, because it would have showed a poor, sloppy excuse of how he did that. And then at the same time, it wouldn't be as straight as it is. So now there's different ways that our life has been expanded. You're able to expand yourself by now seeing yourself. First, you was a yoni. Now, I know a lot, it could be upsetting a lot of egos right there. Yes, we were all connected by the woman because we were woman first. And I know, say, well, wait a minute, going to be woman and man? No, 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 not exactly. I had to start off in the egg concept, you know, the egg, chicken, who came first. I know it's kind of uncomforting to actually put it back in your mind, but if you thought of the chicken coming first so they have comfort and will for the egg to live, then you would know the chicken came first before the egg. It's just these are still other concepts now. Of course, I could be wrong. I don't have to be right. You got three lefts to one right, three rights to one left. So now, as we go into the invisible four, you see feelings will kind of keep us caught up into not knowing what is this he's speaking about. That's why a lot of us don't speak on the same truth, and yet it's truths in everything. So now, how truth is it to where you're with nature that have you have what we call the seven being a ma'at balance? So when you go into a four, right, four represents your equality of what you're working with. Like I said, the fire, earth, air, and rain, those are the fears of thought. So now that you've seen how you throw something out from your mother, came to you because it was your father, now you see yourself. And now fourth represents your reflection. How much are we really in tune with our reflection of ourselves? This is where you come out of the house and see how your either emotions is helpful or non-helpful when you have communication with others. Now you're going to describe what law is with the S, because the laws change. You might be on the land and then in the air and then in the water, and you have to create spiritual connection to all of them. And that makes you what we call fire. That's why the fifth, always in that part of Ma'at, represents Haru. Now, when I go to zero, I meant to tell you that that's representing nu or nut or nun. So we say nothing. We came from nothing. But then we become one, we become Asar, Aries, arise. We come into our head. Now, head, it has to be connected to the body. So now to get into the next part from Asar, which is Aries energy, how do we connect to the universe? That's how it becomes Asar and Astar. You know, Astar or Astro, Astrer. So we are like a astrologist without even seeing who we are from the asteroid energy. So now it's about how you are a star, astro. We'll become a star by expanding your body. So you have to expand your body from zero, right, the origin that you're in, just like we see the pentagram. But now expand your body out like you can shape each corner of a room. As your leg, arm, head, you're connected by the word we say in acronyms, Allah. So when you feel alive, you're also in that same connection. So now how are we getting from one Aries to Gemini? No, Taurus energy. Taurus represents Neb Het. You've reached now the Het of yourself. No, my bad. We call Neb Het also in different generations Hathor, and we also call her, I'm going to just stick with Hathor. She's known as the cow that gave milk, gave succulent energy back to the body. So now that we're able to use the cow as the throat, as the axis, as Moses, because that's where the rams of the head to the horns of the bull is that connection. She's also the cow. So they made bull a cow or cow a bull. That's why you hear the word cow and cow with words. They call us cowards. So it's all about what really are you in tune with as you're going into your numbers, know them as your zodiac sign, know them as Ma'at is coming out because this is where we get it from. We call it the Dendera. The Dendera is the actual sky chart. You can look it up. It actually shows you each zodiac sign has a deity of masculine and feminine principles that we carry together. Now, it's a dependency on how the fire changes you, the air changes you. Like I said, the fire represents a prince ability. So that's still on a masculine level, but the lower of that masculine. The fire to earth represents the king. So we're going from prince to king. That's how the levels change. All right. So now when we go to air represents the princess. Now notice it's still in line. F-E-A, and then when I get to river or rain, that represents the queen. This is why we are still learning the emperor and empress, because there was a difference of how we call ourselves. See, the queen and the quinn was really how it became king. But we've been using king as coin, so now we use carnage for that also. So we think king of the hill. So, but yet, hill represents that four of the plane, right, going into a five of a hill that you can see. Once you see it, it still represents a three because you see the bottom and you see the top and you see how it, the size, you know, from left to right creates this something in the middle. Now, our dimensions change when we start to see, just like how we're talking or how I'm talking. I'm giving you dimensions in your imagination. So it changes that flat dimension from the circle that we drew out to where the dot looks like a one. And then when we scratch lines, we started actually counting. But when we started to change that and make it curves and other things, that's how the domination became the numbers versus each number is the same. We are different. We are coming from one of fire or earth or air or rain energy. But then when you see your spirit, how we're talking about from the equality of four, once we get into knowing, learning you, your mother, and yourself, you're going back into the four pillars of yourself. But now, how do you tap into your spiritual enhancement that you learn from this? This is really what we call our grandparents. What is your grandeur energy about? So when you say Heru, it's the her and you, how you're connected, which is also a Leo sign. The four represents the Cancer sign. How do you come out of this shell? Which three end up being, I know I skipped around, I apologize. Three end up, I have to go back and forth in order to pull this fully out. Three ends up being Gemini, but it also end up being Tahuti. See, in order for you to know from Aries of one to two being the connection of Hathor, you have to know how it all came out to be. So Tahuti gives it to you with the hands and draw the symbols and the sigils. You'll be able to see it more clearly once you're able to be alive like Haru, being able to walk through light and be the light. But now light could be also dark. So that's why the shadow of what we see Haru has to go through is through six, as in Geb. Now, Geb always get this kind of misconstrued thought of what Geb represents, but Geb is the earth and the mountain that climbs back up to the sunlight. So now we see when we get up to the top of the mountain, it gets cold. But when we go down the mountain, it gets hot. This is why we've seen us as man fall. Man has fallen because we call it Atum, fall. And so AU representing gold we've lost the gold and the goal of ourself if we don't speak present and now. That's what we call ma'at. Ma'at shows us how to balance. So now when seven is shown, it's known as Libra, but it's also known as Aset. And that, she brings ma'at and balance back into the body. Now, the reason why we have to know all of these, because it's your eyes, that's your fire, your earth, which is your nose and how it breathes in all the oxygen that you need it, or your air and your ears, so you can hear clearly and speak clearly. And then, of course, this being where eyes being Aries, two being Taurus, three being Gemini, four being Cancer, your mouth, and how you speak out poetically, non-poetically, because it's the tongue that's sharp as a Taurus horns. And that's where this knowledge comes from. The horns is ramifications, and it's the horns. So as Moses put the horns on his head, these were where he got what? The Ten Commandments. And so that's why ten, Baphomet, became one who was a goat herder, one who has a goatee on the face. This is how you're starting to learn who's the Anunnakis, who's the Elohim. This is the point of where your seven rainbows are being able to bend itself out and show and reveal itself. But now when we reveal ourselves, are we evealing ourselves? And that's what might change us and how we present ourselves. So you're a present. So the more you see a gift to it, you can gift it. But the more someone says you're not gifted, that's when you see a push and a pull happening. And then this is where Baphomet, as we've been calling it, has been a negative push from a pull. When you ever look at any superhero type legends, you'll find out the negative being isn't negative. And then you're like, wait a minute, I got second thoughts about this negative person. It might not be as negative as I thought it was. Because one could be masculine, one could be feminine. Well, like one could be passive, while the other one is aggressive. This is why we have to know about how to enhance your initiations of yourself. Go into what we call temple connecting. You have an outside temple and you have an inside temple. Now, of course, they broken in three unequal parts. And how do you use it? It depends on how you use your thoughts and each way you analyze yourself. You're a leader to yourself. So now, just like water, are you filling up your gallons? Are you drinking what you need to drink before you start, getting up? Are you actually stretching before you even get up? Are these how you connect to your senses? Like, for one, sense is your initiate for the qualities and characteristics of predestined being. Two, it's how to undertake the guidance of their education. Three, it's how to send them through the school of nature. Four, at first, encourage to work the soil and to spend days in observation of plants, animal life. At the best way, it is to be developed and how one's initiate talents come out. And then, of course, five, appoint first master teach. Six, then initiate your acquaintance with nature has been deemed adequate. And then appoint initiate to second master teacher. See, you think you have to be taught by one, but you've been taught by many. Yet you have to know how to let one go and go on to the next once you know, there's a certain point of, okay, I learned all I can learn, and now I got to go to what we call it, the next school of thought, right? So now in seven, establish selves, not just selves as a positive force. This is where you find out a lot of people say, oh, I need to help this person because I know what this person is doing, and now y'all both have that same connection. Y'all not disconnected anymore. You know, you're doing personal goals, but yet it's on the same, form. Like you might be wanting to run, and I might be wanting to have a track for you to run on. And when you find out that that's there, that's how we start becoming initial goals for each other. Because just like with Batman, I think it was a Flash. Flash was sitting in his car, and he was like, yo, what special powers you got? He said, I'm rich. We might not know how we connect to each other, but yet these are the reasons why we connect to each other. You might need a rich person for your goals. You know, you might be the supporter, but then here is someone who's the founder, and now you want to help the founder help that foundation. So this is why the four pillars are important for you to start off with. Major, initiation to yourself, and then here's eight. The four, being accepted into any temple, Each candidate participates in a struggle for what we call the African population. Now, of course, we look African, but yet, you know, we're here as Americans too. So now you got to look at what did you emerge yourself in the culture of yourself so that when you say African, you're not being in this little box, because, you know, Africa is everywhere. It's not way on the other side of the continent. But we call here a Mexum. This would really help out, you know, the advance of what we said. We got to revise our history so it won't be just the same. It's the diaspora, right? So in the diaspora, we got to see from one lineage to the other and how this works. So what advances and begins to work more closely with the temple until the time comes when that person on their own makes the big decision of asking to join the temple. Now, your body is a temple. I don't mean to confuse you, but your body is a temple. And this is where your seven chakras, Ma'at, starts to show you how your life is a building block. And every man in the temple of Karnak had to learn from woman first 7 years, from 1 to 5. Now, of course, you can kind of shift from 5 and skip on 6 or 7, but you still got to go learn from your dad now on what that aspect is. So when we weren't, like I said earlier, the day before, we have sex and we have a child at 1, and then we skip and leave her, there's a part that she start going to have in, you know, the earthquake situation with 5% and 1% and even guys on earth, when they learn about Malcolm X and how when they cut their head off, it was the cat that cut their head off, but they called them CIA and FBI, that connection, they became the alphabet gang. So now we didn't know if whether it was NOI or FOI, whoever. Now we don't know, because it's a mystery of how many people dissected us. And now we don't have that protection, as mother don't have her protection when she has this child. She know that she's now endangered while the lion leaves the lion cave, and now he doesn't come back. And so he's messing with the other lionesses and want to be with the feminine energy. But now this is what the Diva L also represents. We're living backwards, or lived in a past. They say, oh, I had this woman, but she acting up. Now I don't have this child, then that's going to be messed up. You're planning the negative future. Instead, create a optimistic present. Make sure that if you can't do it, maybe your sister can help you. If you can't do it and your sister can't do it, maybe her sister can help her. Once we start to create the village, it should be no reason why nature and nurture does not put back the essence, because that's what my aunt represented. If you mess the room up, right, and you was in there before it was messed up, it's your duty to now clean that room better than you had left it when you walk out. Mm. So now your presence of my aunt represents balance. Now, I know most people say, oh, that's OCD. It's not OCD. They created that too, so you say, I won't clean up nothing. Remember, certain people came in from necromancy, so that's necrophilia. And now they speak in narcissism, and then they speak in sociopath. So now you got people who would say, oh, I can't do things. Nature does not listen to those people. That's why they have upsetting situations. So it's up to you to now open up your seven glands, because that's in your body as well, Snow White, and open those dwarfs up that's now giants once you start to open it up. You got to start speaking abundance to yourself. If you're not even saying it as the mantra, as you said, you got to say it at least more than 3 times. 3 times will get you there. But now if you can say it more than 3 times, you really get there. Let's go to 9. Let's go to 12 even. You got 12 breaths in seconds of how you breathe. Now, if you actually hold maybe 2 seconds or even 4 seconds of that breath and then breathe into the next realm of those houses that you got in your head, you will be awesome. Yet, we don't realize some of our breath is limited to how we live. So now, we don't even use enough breath to use for the next time we have to use it. So now we basically are doing this for recreational purposes. This is why a lot of us get drunk and say, oh, man, I felt that highness that was coming from it. Or was it aloneness? 72 days, 72 hours of depression. So you're reminding yourself how you went into Jacob's ladder, went to the lowest of your chakra, and then when you wake up, oh, I got a hangover. What do you think that's coming from? Dehydration. You're more of a H2O type being, so drink more of the water. If you're more of a fire breather, then you might be eating fire and not know you needed some water because you now dehydrated your fire. So it's always going to be about balance. Even water, you can't have water, you'll be drowning yourself out. So now you need earth. You know what I mean? This is how you know how to balance yourself. You can't tip the scale unless you realize that you're tipping your heart too while you're doing that. So now your heart has to be light as a feather. The oppositional self from a Haru is an Aquarius, which we say Leo is the Haru, and the Aquarius will be Ma'at. Now, I know I said Ma'at is 7, but that's when you also see 11 as Ma'at as well. See, Ma'at goes from the beginning of how you see the woman into her existence, and, of course, we use her as the odd number. Yet at the same time, we know masculine is the odd number. Woman is the parallel numbers, the ones that have you having you to see yourself, see a dual of itself. That's why we, at a point like right now, me talking this long is my feminine side. Even though I'm talking, yet I'm talking in a masculine in the information, some people ain't going to want to listen to this. But however, because of the time, it shows that if I use more grace to it, it's going to be feminine because he's now long-winded. He's talking forever. But now look at how I'm giving it to you. I'm not just giving it to you flat form. I want you to be more creative about it. In our language, mother gave us Ebonics. That was phonetically spoken. So now, as in picture graphing things, we don't have to see it one way, two ways, three ways. We can see it five-dimensional, six-dimensional. We can go into dimensions versus just how, oh, I didn't like what he was saying or how he was saying it, what he was saying, where he said it, when he said it, why he said it like that, and who he's talking to. So now we shouldn't have to take offense, yet we do because we use the I, me, myself. And so I could separate us by just because I'm saying it like this. Yet look at the orators. You got Malcolm X who came out with the X and then realized that El Haj El Malik Shabazz to be more than just an X, even though that's the origin. That's where he came from. That's where he started to see where he came from. I ain't going to say that's where he came from because he came from the mother. Whenever we realize our language comes from our mother's purse, our hostility, our demeanor, our mannerism will start to shake itself. And now we know we're getting more mature about not just being old, but being mature about what we learn. It's not just knowledge, and there's no lens to it. So now it's wisdom. How do you execute these things that you now know? You can't just pass it on to anybody because everybody ain't going to take it. However, you can still pass it on for those who can't accept it. So now, don't look at it as you get older and you start to get bitter and you say, oh, man, I ain't going to do whatever. And that's how the three became the three at the end of the day when a man turned to three. Because now he's all wounded in feelings that he has to carry a cane. Now, there's things that we know as the cane, but then there's also the scepter. And the scepter represented the royalty of the past, the ancestors, what we call the Uwajit, where the head is a falcon or a vulture or any bird form on the top. Because when we say ba, that's how we talk about body. And we use these words all the time. We just might not know. We have to start using it for our cultural connection. See, I'm talking to y'all now because I'm speaking to my cultural people. And if, of course, if you say, oh, hey, what? This is how we divide David. And that's why the six-pointed star became a hex. Just like we call the woman, what? She has the hex. She'd be throwing magic on me and spells like that. So they made her Medusa. And yet Medusa changed men to stone. This is why Stone Age, Stone Head, all that's that connection. They're giving you the knowledge of saying Stone Age, but also Iron Man. So if women, if y'all eating too much iron, it's not a good thing. We need more protein, which is iron. It's a difference. If we have more chlorophyll foods versus the meat, it's going to mess up your bloodstream. So every 13 moon cycles, you have worse cramps than you ever witnessed. And how far does it go? It can go past 10 days. So that 10 is like the worst you should ever have. You should have no more than what? 3 Gemini energy. So now, if not, none of it. So now, you wouldn't even know what a cycle is. You should be going through the days. The moon is connected by our emotions. And yet, we know that moon ain't really a moon because we can see it day and night. Some of us see it and day and night. Some of us don't see it when it's day or night because it's known as how much do you see in the distance? And when I say sea, I mean water as in reflection. S-E-A. That's why the letter C is corruptive. And we don't know how to change it, then it's being corrupting to us, too, when we utilize it, like cake. Why are you eating cake in the first place? Is it to be in tune with your navel and not know that? It's talking about nativity. So when you cut that cake, you're also doing a Caesar's cut to your cake. This is how it became a ritual. Now, of course, you can change it. I'm not saying that once you find out what this is and you say, oh, it's bad. He told me it's bad. That's what Taurus does. Taurus has to change up the Taurus. So as Tauruses, when you change from the Taurus soul, from our lower soul thoughts, we actually have to change up the way we think, too, to say, okay, this is why it became the Ten Commandments. This is why we had a split. This is why the ball and the bowling ball and the pins, when they hit, it became a split. We got to know how to strike with an X, not just with a check. Check is a seven. Learn your mind. That's all we got to do. It's invisible, but once you start to see what's visible to you, that's your temple. And your temple is recognized by your seven chakras. My eye, your balance. Balance yourself and you see the balance in everything.
Auntie LJ, you wanted to hop in. You have some points you wanted to bring up.
I wanted Eternal to touch on the if he's versed or has the knowledge to touch on, which I'm sure he does, women, that area of women being able to procreate from their very own mind, and the fact that the chemical that we create as human beings are now what's found in the male body, but it used to come from the woman's bone marrow. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, because
that will also help us. The reason why I'm doing this, y'all, is because when you get the science of it, and it's kind of in a common rhythm, you're able to process from your subconscious instead of having your defenses in your consciousness. So because our brother has a rhythmic type of speaking naturally, he's able to touch more than I would be. And so this is also knowing when to be in a position and say it yourself or do it yourself, and when to pass the mic to somebody that can reach more than you in the now. So I'm showing y'all something here. I really am. I'm giving y'all a key right here. We have to understand how to be centered. And it's not always okay to come out of your centering to get a point across. Lesson. Thank you, Universe. So what I want to do here is I want you to touch on that, and then I want you to also please expand on the continent, the earth that is on the planet, being only Africa. Because people get these other titles about the land that people have renamed and, you know, took over and colonized and things of that nature, not understanding that Africa is the only thing rooted. Everything else is an island. So run that.
And thirdly, what is in the ice in Antarctica? Can somebody answer that? Something is in the ice.
Come on, Universe. Come on.
We can go all the way around with that. The ice that's on Iceland and Antarctica and
Greenland
is the change up that happened with the destructive man and created the season of change, the winter and wind. How did winter change? And of course, in December, do we think really the child supposed to have birth there, or was it child having birth in the actual marsh area? Now, of course, we see the sun and how this life gives us life back when we see how we have more hours of time. Now, hours is really representative of Horus, and the miracle has always been spoken of Mary and Jesus, when what is really talking about Aset and Heru. And so with Aset having a child without the connection of man, it was because she wanted to have life to touch into itself again. And so seeing how the chicken and the egg, the Heru still represents the chick. Notice that the hen is also there. So we say chicken. And so when it's a hen or a Cornish hen, even though we're not realizing mm-hmm. we're eating the gods, this is why we feel like it's a foul at what we're doing. It's a replica of sacrifice and honoring. See, if we don't see it, we'll dishonor it. And this is why a lot of us say, oh, they're going to dishonor it anyway. So they were expecting us to be as animals, eating animals. There's a whole reason why they came up with Noah being the two of everything. Well, how could you do two of everything? That'd be impossible. And then you put it on a boat. See, the boat represents bodies. And so it's each body, each boat. So when we're looking at how the chakras work, how the alignment work, and how the woman, she was so fertile that she could actually create father son. And that's what a lot of men got thrown off of. And they said, whoa, 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 whoa. Well, if anything, we got to change her hormones up. You know, we got to alternate that. So by the time your child gets at least from 5 to 7, we got to shut down at least the thymus and the thyroid glands so we can start breaking down the rest of the glands. So once we break them down and make the pineal gland even shrink, now we can say this child is going to be an animal. Because at first, of course, we grab this Venus Hottentot. Now, Norse said Venus, and Venus, of course, is connected by Mary. We call it Venus Hottentot, which Hottentot, you're hearing that word, you can also hear that it's just a derogative way of saying this woman, who they call Sakti Batman, and made not only her, a bunch of her out of this situation to where it's okay to take women, right, and cage them or put them out as a display in a jubilee or fest of evils. And then, of course, West Indies are a part of it as well because the Caribbean came into prostitution when military came into play and became a strong militant force. This is why we still got militias to this day. Some of our children are given away while the other child is going in for the education because we feel like we're not programmed enough to teach our child anything, especially when it comes down to rites of passage. It's been wiped away. So now how do we look at rites of passage in our present? See, Henrietta Lack was the point of how our cells been reproduced, and we been knew this stuff. We did this since in Kemet. We're talking about Imhotep, father of medicine. But see, when we look at how the child now has been birth, we've been known by these hospitalers that came here on this side of the earth. Now, of course, we say on this side of the earth, what does that mean? We're talking about where the whole earth was one whole continent before the continental drift and shift of these plates and the planetonic plates shifting because of what man does. We done caused deserts. We done used atom bombs and blown up places like you do know right now to this day. It's called Bikini Island. Are you aware of that? Bikini became Bikini Bottom. It's called Operation. Here's that word I've been talking about in the beginning, cross. Like you go across crossroads. So now they created a operation, went to these people since they didn't know the language. They had an interpreter who didn't really have too much of the good information for them, but he didn't tell them that like that. They were just, okay, whatever, to go and have birth. And they made a birth on that island and blew up majority of it. And now, right now, we got people out here right now, probably certain out of the continent, even probably Bahamas or, you know, wherever. They're wearing bikinis. And it became bikinis known as the one whole swimsuit part. And now I have spots and polka dots on it. And we, in that era, was wearing it, not knowing that we've been programmed and propaganda to replay the energy. And then they gave you Bikini Bottom as SpongeBob SquarePants and put a blonde hair, blue eye, but not blonde hair, blonde in the thought, as what we call people. And now the blue eyes, not being able to see far because, of course, they only see from a distance. When it's to get dark, we need somebody else to got some dark pigment in their eyes so they can see further. So this is, again, the reason why the stomach has been an attack from the Virgo, the stomach of Mary, as in Myrma. She's been a Myrma. Now they made her a mermaid. So ever since, like my mother and some other mothers are out there, y'all are still nurses for these people who don't even care for you like that. But yet at the same time, you see there's a difference in certain ones because, of course, they felt it too. They done got caught up in it and felt what the concentration cap fit like. And now pajamas is what they wear. And now they stuck up in there, too, because they their mother or their father or now their child decide to push him off into the crazy folks' home and say, get him away from
mm-hmm.
me. Because now he's starting to talk different from how we even talk our culture now. He really going into the their culture. And so now he's giving up the whole, like, this is the truth. Oh, shut him up. He's crazy. So now we do MK Ultra to people. We start giving them LSD, acid, start giving them into the MK Ultra submission. So now when it is time to do this buck, as they've been doing with Captain America, his friend Bucky, who just turned on him for no reason, they put this stuff in our body. The aluminum that all our feminine and masculine are putting on our body and the armpits and the food and the cereal. I mean, we done seen a magnet pick up a whole bunch of aluminum out of cereal. You're being attacked by stuff that we get comfort by. So now, if we realize that the Henrietta Lacks that was used because she went in voluntarily to give up her cells, only to not realize her cells are indestructible. And to this day, we've been giving it to even the astronauts, the hidden figures. We didn't even know how to even get up there that high until it wasn't for the feminine energy. So it's a lot of, we are not only self-volunteering ourselves to be the meritorious manumission to give it to these people, we're giving our children to these people. And since then, it's been science, not the mental or the spiritual, it's the science that now has taken away the physical connection to our mom and dad connection to who we are as a child. So now they're reproducing this child differently, and now they can incubate it towards through a man because, of course, we done took and spiced gender this woman, dissected her like Frankenstein, wanted to make it was a man, but it was a woman first before they ever did a man. They ain't going to ever touch themselves. You said they want to touch themselves first? Heck no. This is where She-Hulk came from. She-Hulk was the first woman with the anger energy to push the car over and save her son, not even 95 pounds, soaking wet in a paper bag.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that type of strength that, and the mental, because we don't tap into our spiritual strong enough. This is why the reflection of how we were able to have so much of that positive, optimistic energy. Now, this is another way of knowing things. When your iron, as they call it, quote-unquote, protein is low, I'm going to just use that amino, protein is low, you start to actually have your heat going to the center of yourself because you don't have enough anymore. So now you got to wait till you put on some extra clothing or go into a hotter environment so you can start to feel better of yourself. Your skin is talking to you. Your organs are talking to you, but you probably have no idea what's going on. And you'll walk outside while, okay, the sun is out. Everybody, okay, now the sun is out. I'm going to get some of this energy. And I'm going to take off as much clothes as possible. But then when the sun go down, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. And then on top of that, are you eating the stuff so it's all right when the sun go down? You still feel it like the cat does when the cat lay out there and feel that sunlight. And then when the aminos kick in, it's coming from inside to get the heat on your skin. You don't even have to put clothing on. You'd be like, dang, I don't know why I feel like I just got all this radiant heat. And then when you touch somebody, they'd be like, yo, your hands are hot. You're like, I don't know. But it's your melanin. We've been not eating our melanin for the longest, and now they've been eating your melanin for the longest. And then they said when you was eating stuff, you was eating them. And then it was like, wait a minute, who we eating? That'll be cannibalism. But then we get Ulta Beta as a circus freak, and now they made him a freak of the circus. And he came all the way here into Richmond to only kill himself because we didn't like what he looked like. We didn't even study this brother. He came right out of the Bronx Zoo. And we say Brooklyn, huh? What about the Bronx?
For
them, we even put ourselves and say we wildin'. We are wildin' people. We like to wild out. I get crazy and wild. Now, stop acting wild. Sit down and stop acting wild. You acting like them wild Indians. Who is these wild Indians? These are made up people. We done put indigo as Indians, as Indias, and now we envy us even them. When they ain't even us. We more American than anybody. But we don't even accept that. So we'll go into what she said earlier. African. Now, I'm more African than anything. But are you? Are you comedically connected? Because if you say you're African, that's like a certain part of an origin. but you don't know the origin to it. And then mm-hmm. it's a really old damn word that they talking about in that population of them people that's living over there. And are you the same people in population over there? Because maybe you're not. Does you have, do you have the branch, the top of the roof of your mouth branching out in your roof of your mouth when you put your tongue up there and it feels like a tree? That means you from this side. Do you have an arch in your foot? That means you from this side. Do you have a gap in your teeth? That means you're from this side. Do you have shovel teeth? Oh, you have sharp teeth. Might mean you're also from this side. There's some different ways of seeing how the golden ratio from the origin of how we might have been traveling, we start to see the shift, just like the Olmec heads are the Southeastern Asians. Southeastern Asians is the Olmec head? Wait a minute. You're talking about in Mexico. But then when we hear the word Olmexico, you might hear Olmec. That's how you get Toltec and Aztec. And now you got Mexicans. But then here it is from Puerto Ricans. You don't want to connect to your own family. So now you can say Taínos. But then you don't know Taínos, so you say Puerto Rican. But then that's from West Dominica. But then you might say, oh, this came from Britain. And we're Haiti. But then how do you know from Haiti to Trinidad? Who are you? Do you know your Gold Coast? Are you Filipino? That's so close to Korea. But then you say, oh, Japanese, or you're Asian from China. These are the ways that the separation had to start to be so that we could start to separate all of us, Cain and Abel, when it was set and Seth being set, being in between. We don't hear the story about it, but we know about it in the Bible. We think it's dual all the time when it's three, always been three. We know everything about the three blind mice, the three little pigs, wherever you want to go with this trinity, past, present, near, future to who you are. And if you can't get to three, there's no way you possibly going to know four. That's why they made you come out on all fours. So first you need to learn fire, earth, air, rain, avatar. And if not, you're a surrogate. And you've been a surrogate all your life as these clones are being made and reproduced right through you. And now there is no reason why they can't make an Ultron, because you've given them everything you got. You're a donor. You got it on your card. That same car you call a DMV vehicle, but you don't call it a DMV vehicle, division motor vehicle. We don't call it a car. How come they got not car up there on the board? Instead, they got division motor vehicle. See how that's confusing? They didn't say, you know the reason why I pulled you over? And then they say, because your car, blah, blah, blah. What the? So you got caught into a game, and now you be a player, and all you need is a car to play. So now what type of monopoly are we being a part of? See, we don't know our mama. We definitely don't know our father. And if you don't know your father, you definitely don't know you a child in this. And now you about to get choked by what child food people do, because they like to fool child people. They go, oh, that's a man boy. Let's see what he does. He, oh, he got frustrated. There's a hypersensitivity. Lock him up. We got 1113 over here, code 1113 over here. And why they put 11 and 13 together? They don't even like the number 13. So what does that mean? And why they put 11 with it? That's Aquarius energy. 13 represents going back into the 4. But yet when you say 4 plus the 1 and the 1, you got Virgo energy. But the 1 represents Assad, Aries. And the 3, Gemini. Look at what they're doing. They be putting it right back in our face every time. That's why pen is also the same as pun, also the same as pan. And that's where you get your Baphomet from. They don't have made Peter Pan out of this. This is why we bowling ourselves with the 0 and the 1, and they know we know it by a computer word. That's what the computer says to itself, by zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. But when it gets to the next one, it's more like a decimal. That's why it became a 10, not just 1. We're taking from the highest of its principle and then breaking it down into fractions with an F and Ra in action. So how much do we know about Ra? Ra is the manifestation of yourself. That's why Ra wanted to have an existence through Ma. And that's why you get Ma'at and Ra, Ma'at Ra. And then we called her Mother. And then we put an F on it. Mother Effer. What? What kind of effort was that for? We didn't see the fort of her. So now we don't see the foreign fort. See, T is nothing but an X anyway. So when we get out of time of ourselves, oh, guaranteed nature coming here to remind you that you need some hot.
Ashe, oh. That's why I got the fuck out the way. Ashe to your energy, brother Eternal. Thank you, thank you, thank you, messenger. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Ashe.
All right. We can bring this to a close, y'all. It has been a great broadcast, a great learning, you know, I have to play this. Yeah, man. Gratitude to the energy as always, guys. We appreciate you always, always, always. If you guys need to contact any of us on the platform, you're welcome to go to our website, which is www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Go to the Meet the Team section, and you'll see Eternal there, and you'll see all of us there who are active on the platform, as well as services. If you guys need services, Eternal also has a website as well. So please be sure to check out all of our website, guys. Go through all of the sections of services. Also, we got free PDFs as well as PDFs that have, you know, a small donation, you know, for the more elevated type material. But now it's, you know, all of our all of the PDF books that I usually give away are now, most of my ad books all the time, but a lot of books are there on the PDF access section on my website. Also, Haru's Favorites, which is some great information, Law of Attraction, Power of Words, you know, Bobby Hemmett's Brother Panic on there, you know. Brother Panic on there.
You know what I'm saying? That.
Yeah, so
the cat down the road. What's his name?
Oh, Ralph Smart, of course. Ralph Smart is all in up and down through the platform, you guys. So definitely some great people, you know, that for you to check out on your own, you know, a time or whatever. Great
Elijah.
Spiritual wisdom teachers. Yeah, so please be sure to go through our website, you guys. A lot of gems and a lot of great information, as well as free books that you can actually download on your computer through the website. Eternal has one more thing. Auntie LJ, you take the mic out today, and Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out. Well, actually, okay, Eternal, go ahead. You have one more thing to add.
Yeah, I'll be quick.
Okay.
Eight, when you look at that number eight, they gave it for Captain Marvel in the Avengers. And I was like, whoa, they went from the 7-star to an 8-star, and I didn't even see it happen. Now, of course, we're talking about with the 7-star. The 7-star is the Merkaba. They've been showing us all the time with Ultron and how to get these squares, and they start flipping around, and all of a sudden they get this. I'm like, how they do that? I'm like, okay, y'all got that one. So they was always showing us the 7-pointed star before we even got to the 8-pointed star. Then it came up with Captain Marvel. Remember in Captain Planet, he said, remember, the power is whose?
Yours.
That's right.
Yeah.
The power is yours. So now when I started looking at this, I said, wait a minute. See, I used to look at comic books. Now I remember Thanos. And when I remember Thanos, I remember somebody beating his tail up. And it didn't take all this long to go through a whole bunch of movies. So I was like, wait a minute, they must be telling us something else. So I started to read back, go back in it, see what I was looking at. You ever heard of Blue Marvel?
Mm-mm. Yep, but they're
no?
old.
Yeah.
They're like almost ancient to the comic book era. They were
right.
Underground.
Right. Mm. So now to put that back in perspective would be like, nah, we don't need to do that. Because Blue Marvel represented a black superhero. And he was the one that had this power just like Captain Marvel. And I was like, oh, now I see what's going on. It's just like seeing Solid Gold and Soul Train. So they changed the man to another man. But then here's the other twist to it. There's also Captain Marvel was known as a black woman. Oh, I have to drop the jewel right there. So we're talking about Scorpio.
Yep.
They made Scorpio the Phoenix Sun, basically, because you see it on her chest with an eight-pointed star on. I was like, yo, this is so deep. So when we look at why are they showing us Mulan, why are they showing us Raya, it's not the people that's making it. It's what's keeping us on our flow of who we are. And once we know that, that's the subjective plane. Because, you know, there's still places where you see subjective and objective, and that's your subjective conscience. But now when you go into your higher point of your own consciousness, your super or your subconscious to be super, this is where you can have the unconscious now unfold, infold, influx, and show that true creation of itself, because you're a self-propeller too. So when you start to see these things, you say, okay, if I was to look at this as if this was me, what do I do to improve not only that, but make it even better? And that's how you use your imagination. You're connected by the Scorpio, which is in the scorch of a lot of things. So when we think Scorpio, we're thinking fire, water. Why did I say fire? Because it's near Sagittarius. Now, of course, from Sagittarius is the hips, nine, like birth. That's why the six in reverse is nine in reverse. That's why Sagittarius is also known as Sekhmet, the fire head, as a lioness with a mane head. So that's how it became like a phoenix. And I didn't think about it, but the Scorpio also as the phoenix, because y'all share the same month connection. And then on top of that, you can see how the air is the one next to that, which is eight. And this is why it was an eight on the connection from Libra. 8, 7 is Libra. 8 is Scorpio. And now when we look at 8 represents the X, but with a curve at the top and a curve at the bottom. This thing. It's not life and death anymore. It's about how do you see, how you build what you already destroyed. And now that if you destroyed it, can you rebuild it? So this is why we are electors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm.
You know,
all right, Auntie LJ, go ahead. Your wrap up.
It's amazing how energy really flows, because Eternal, you give a reading to me every time you speak. You speak a lot on the Scorpio. I am. You speak a lot on the 11. My birthday is 11/13. I am an 8. This entire breakdown has been real intricate for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, how the fuck? I did not ask for a reading. However, I do connect with you on a level that is beyond flesh and blood. Authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So it is amazing, though. And these are the keys. These are the tools about energy. And energy, I remember when we did a show last year, I brought up the fact that energy doesn't have morals. Energy uses everything. It doesn't have value. It doesn't have humor. It doesn't have character. It doesn't have these things that we think it's supposed to be. It's everything in the 360. Energy uses, in the Bible, it says people, places, and things. And trees will cry out. Yet here we are on this plane and we don't have a voice because we don't listen to ourselves. Keithan, what was your thing all last year? Do anybody hear me? Do anybody hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't nobody hear me? Do you hear yourself? When you start doing that level of work, all that do anybody hear me went away. I don't give a fuck if don't nobody hear me. I heard me. I'm finna do it. I hear me. I know what I want to do. This is energy. And so I am just in this now, I am honored to be amongst the energies that I'm around, both my good and my bad. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you for not allowing me to be the sacrifice, but recognize when I'm the author. Thank you. Because now I'm in a position to pick and choose what I'll be. A new level to me knowing me.
a new level to me knowing me. Asha.
Yes.
Do the same in your way. And rise in your energy. And don't be afraid to go low in your energy. And check out your energy on the right. And check out your energy on the left. Because at the end of the day, as above, so below. As within, so without. And when you're centered, you are the gate. You don't have to ask for permission with the gate. Because you control when you open your north. You control when you open your east. You control when you open your west. And you control when you open your south. You are the news. Now, what are you printing in the energy that you peace, love, and night, family, even from our enjoy your Sunday. Ashe.
Ashe. All right, Eternal.
Give thanks. That's all I can do. I don't know. It's like I want to cry. I don't know what I want to do. yeah, this is the power. This is what power does, you know? It could be absolute, but at the same time, do you wield it or shield it, you know? Do you get on the stage and actually do what you're here to do, perform yourself? You know, I ran in front of Stokely Carmichael. I had no idea who he was, but it was my duty to do this, as we say, African dancing. But I knew I was into the culture, not just Africa. And when I heard him speak, he wasn't from Africa. So I started to learn a lot of how we do things on a collective. We don't even know what is our purpose. We call that the sui juris, but we have a point to do it. And there's the Jekna. How do you do it? Kupi Dana Ngumi. Become a dancer or whatever that is that you are to yourself. Find your enlightenment of yourself so you use the highest of that. Give thanks to who y'all are. And keep it short because y'all done said everything that was to be said. Much love to y'all. Energy, peace, wholeness.
Ashe.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father.
Done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block, why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. My eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In this society, we're only getting the gas count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. Went from the chosen one to outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and weed can't hide. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. Fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living life thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep. Before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change in the past? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? My faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plates stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mad Cash heard my cousin, one of the old heads from the block. Just came home October 95 back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3-5 if he don't act up. Now he realized if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitch and diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he did, my man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in? Is it Buddha, Jehovah, or Jah?
Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving.
Or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed, being a demon. Because this is the joy of believing, men, to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to rise in the heart of the truth, from the soul of the man. For truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the fulfillments of the man. You can't shake the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
My faith in God, blessed and still
breathing.
What do you believe in?
Who do you believe in?
My faith in God.
Before I'm leaving,
even though it's hard.
Thank you.